Lecture 16, Grace and Justification.
Way back in the very first lecture, I distinguished Luther's gospel from the doctrine of justification. The gospel is the same old stuff about Christ that all Christians believe, and that's what saves you. Now we're back on the doctrine of justification, the part everyone disagrees about, the explanation of exactly how it saves you. Luther insists that it's just by believing it, by faith alone. And the Reformed agree. So most Protestants are very much on the same page about this. We're justified by faith alone. That's the doctrine of justification in Protestantism. But I think there's some interesting disagreements, subtle but profound, within the Protestant camp about justification. I think Luther is not exactly Protestant in his doctrine and not exactly Catholic, which makes him very, very interesting in light of the current ecumenical discussions between Protestants and Catholics trying to figure out whether they can actually come to agreement about justification. So let me start by drawing the Protestant-Catholic distinction on justification, and then we'll bring in Luther, who's not exactly Protestant or Catholic. So start with Catholicism. The medieval Catholic doctrine of justification ended up combining Augustine and Aristotle. It took an Augustinian doctrine of grace, such as we encountered in the Augustinian paradigm of spirituality in Lecture 3, and it combined it with an Aristotelian theory of virtue. Aristotle being, of course, the great pagan Greek philosopher who was enormously influential in medieval scholastic theology, that is, the theology of the medieval universities. Now, here's Aristotle's key idea. It's the idea of form. Aristotle's thinking that our souls are formed by virtues, such as righteousness, justice, generosity, kindness. These things give form or shape to our souls, the way that the potter gives shape to the clay on the wheel, or the way that your writing gives all sorts of form to a blank paper when you write on it, or the way you can color a wall by painting on it. It gives form where there was just formlessness before. Our souls are more or less formless until they are shaped by something like virtue. Now, to make the connection, compare virtue with a skill. Virtues are a lot like skills for Aristotle. A skill forms how you behave, how you act, what you do. Think of a skill at playing a guitar. Someone who is skilled at playing a guitar will move their fingers in a very definite pattern with precision, and it's a definite trajectory. The shape of the physical movement of the hands will be much more definite and clear than the kind of fumbling around of someone who is trying to play the guitar for the first time. So a skill shapes your actions, not just your bodily actions, but also your thinking, right? A skilled guitar player thinks about the guitar in a much more well-formed way than an unskilled guitar player. Virtues are like that. Virtues mean that you think and act differently than people who don't have virtues. And just as skills mean that you're good at something, right? Skills are not a value-neutral notion. A skill means you're good at something like playing the guitar. Virtue means you are good at being human. So that just as a skilled guitarist is a good guitarist, a virtuous human being is thereby a good human being, someone who's good at living a human life, skilled at living as a human life, skilled at living as a human being, we could say. Like knowing how to be generous to people, knowing how to be kind, knowing how to be courageous. These are all what Aristotle would call habits, but this is a very rich sense of the word habit. It's an intelligent habit, just like a skill is an intelligent habit, right? Not just a dumb habit, not just a mechanical, repetitive habit. It's a habit of acting and thinking and perceiving and feeling in particular ways, just as a kind person acts differently from a cruel person, but also perceives other people differently from a cruel person and feels differently about other people from a cruel person and thinks about them differently. So they think, act, feel, and perceive differently, depending on what virtues you have.